To me, there's nothing more exciting in the world than the fact that God knows us.
And now for The Names of God, Part 4, Jehovah Rohi, Part 1.
Well, thank you for joining Brothers of the Word, because brother, you need the Word. We welcome all of you joining us by television and those of you joining us online at brothersoftheword.com or social media. Welcome to today's service. Always a wonderful delight and joy to have you to tune in and join us. I would like to share just a little humor. A woman went on vacation, leaving her husband behind. And before she left, she told him to take extra special care of her cat. And the next day, she called her husband and asked if the cat was all right. Her husband replied, "The cat just died." She burst into tears and said, "How could you be so blunt? Why couldn't you have broken the news gradually? Today you could have said that it was playing on the roof. Tomorrow you could have said that it fell off and had broken its leg. Then on the third day you could have said that the poor thing had passed away in the night. You could have been more sensitive about the whole thing. By the way, how is my mom?" He replied, "She is playing on the roof." Well, we have been sharing in this series on the names of God, the names of God. And we've shared a few so far, and today we are sharing one of the names of God, which is Jehovah Rohi, Jehovah Rohi, Jehovah Rohi. And Jehovah Rohi is the Lord my shepherd, the Lord my shepherd. Jehovah Rohi, and that's spelled R-O-H-I, Jehovah Rohi, the Lord my shepherd. Rohi actually means to feed, to nurture, to care for. It also kind of illustrates the relationship between a leader and his people. And then this is my favorite definition. Rohi also means companion or friend. And this expresses the idea of intimacy and sharing life together, sharing life's experiences together. And no wonder the Bible says that, speaking about the Lord, that he is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Well, that's the Rohi relationship. Friend, companion. And so Jesus is our great shepherd, and we share our life with him. The book of Acts says that in him we live and move and have our being. We share his life. Over in 1 John, it says that we have received eternal life. This life is in the Son. And he that hath the Son hath life. So we share God's eternal life. We share life in Christ Jesus. We share our lives with Christ. And that's all a part of Jehovah Rohi, friend, companion. He's our shepherd, the great shepherd. John 10:10 says that the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. One translation says, life that you might have and enjoy life to the full till it overflows. And so we share life. We share in the life of Christ. We share in the life of God. We share our life with him. And that's all a part of Jehovah Rohi, our friend, companion. We share his life. We share life with him. But he's our great shepherd. In the next verse in John, you just heard John 10:10, but in John 10:11, he goes on to say, "I am the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd." So he just talked about bringing us life, and he goes right into the fact, I am the good shepherd. I'm Jehovah Rohi. I am the Jehovah Rohi. You get to share life with me. I get to share my life with you. I am the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd. Now, good actually means appealing. Means Jesus in you makes you more appealing. You're more attractive when Jesus is in you. When you let the image of the good shepherd shine through you, you become irresistible. You become magnetic. You draw people to you. People like you and they don't even know why. They like being around you. Well, that's because the good shepherd, good means appealing. You become magnetic. You become attractive. And Jesus himself said, if you lift me up, I'll draw all men. I'll draw all men. That's that appealing. There's something appealing about you when Christ lives in you, the good shepherd. When the good shepherd lives in you and you allow the good shepherd's life to flow out of you, you are more appealing. You're more attractive. You're more irresistible. More irresistible. Well, we learn here in John 10, after Jesus announces that he's a good shepherd, in John 10, 11, we learn some things about the good shepherd. Number one, the good shepherd, he gave his life for the sheep. He gave his life for the sheep. Number two, he knows us. He knows us. He knows us. You know, to me, there's nothing more exciting in the world than the fact that God knows us. God knows us. God knows us. He knows us individually. He has knowledge of you. He knows you. And sometimes it's hard to really grasp your mind around that fact. But it's an exciting fact when you actually realize that God knows you. God knows you. God knows you. I'll never forget, I was preaching one time, this was decades ago, I was probably 20 years old, and I was preaching actually, at this time we had Bible study in our home. I was doing a comparative study between the Apostle Paul and John the Baptist, and I was just preaching, man, I was preaching my heart out, and Bishop Dale was there, and when I finished, Bishop Dale began speaking in other tongues under the influence and the leading of the Holy Spirit. As he was inspired by the Holy Spirit, he began speaking in other tongues. And then he came back with the interpretation. And when he interpreted about the Apostle Paul and about John the Baptist that I was preaching on. He gave revelation and light to what I was preaching. And it so thrilled me because I was saying to myself, wow, God knows me. God was listening to my message. So I was just so taken. I was just taken by the fact that God knew me. So I was more excited over the fact that God knew me than even the message that was given. I was just thrilled to know that God actually listened to my message. God is speaking about my message, which means he knows me. He's taking notice of me. Man, that's an exciting fact to know that God knows us. So the good shepherd, he not only gave his life for us, the sheep, he knows us. He knows us. He knows us. I'll never forget another instance where God just clearly showed me that he knows me. I was preparing at home to preach on a Saturday. I had to preach here on the next day on that Sunday. And I had two messages, and I wasn't sure which message to speak on. And one of the messages was called Out on a Limb, and the other message was called something else. I can't remember what it was. And so I was like, Lord, which one do I use? Do you want me to use Out on a Limb or the other one? And so I took a break and went out to my mailbox to get the mail. And in my mailbox was a business